map. Forgive me, give it again. But that's tomorrow's event. These are three abnormals. So we just rewrite the number of leaders. That's not so abnormal. But here, the text is stuck with the gray that's really abnormal. I don't know. I haven't done a survey. This seems to be very, 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 very wrong. A person may not remove milk from an animal with a mouth.
Handle the food.
matter. You take the banana, it's a single thing. So it doesn't apply. What doesn't apply to a single item, according to the philosophy?
Well, the question would be, how, when do we separate one act from another? In other words, you go through a whole big barrel and take one pellet out of the dime, but it's a tremendous quantity of all pellets. The mom is sitting and killing things, you know, it's only one at a time, but it's done, many of those are not allowed at once. The pulse is kind of the case. You want to allow one, but you think it's a big influence. Perhaps that's the thing. Perhaps. I wanted to quote a little bit about another interesting kitchen question. Frozen juice. A person prepared frozen and apple juice or orange juice like that. Well, let's hear what type of apple you have.
We definitely use frozen kids to fresh.
Apple community. No one has to go out and correct. Hold that. Open the information. If you look carefully, this is foreign. The English book says it was not allowed. And there's a basis for it. I'm not here. I have a very serious basis. But once again, I'm trying to arrive in defense of the Jewish home, where they, in fact, have a custom. They take the can, they empty that tube, go to the water. Then they take a spoon, bang against the wall, the container doesn't take an hour to melt, but it was not long. So I believe that it's around to allow this based on an analysis, which we don't have time to go through right now, the various sources, what's the potential prohibition? Could be it's called frita, because you're not meant to be the rock and shelling, you're not going to crush snow and make it into liquid, and could be a different prohibition involved. But this is being done under the water. They're squeezing the frozen under the water. So I believe that there's many reasons why it could be permissible. And then that seems to be the custom which exists in many homes. Okay.
Ice cubes also.
Ice cubes, again. Also don't crush ice cubes.
It's not crushed.
Use it. You use ice cubes, if one vinegar I'm off, only if you put the ice cubes into the water. Or into the soap, something like that. That's another way of problem solving. What's the name of it? Those who are holding me. I'm a basis. But not everybody's holding me. Let us turn our attention to the beginning of this year. We spoke about voting. I think I have a very special one. This is me. Okay, it's a beautiful year. I'm going to fill this year on tape. And ask the question of flying suit. Or, for us. You see the sukkah and a little vine falls into the soup. What's the halal of that? Are you removing or taking out? Both at the top of the boat.
You see the sukkah?
Hold on. But the question is, why should it be an issue of boat? We mentioned at the very beginning of this year that boat exists only in the case of the called tarubis, where the two things are mixed in with each other. Here, fly or the pine is clearly the circle. That makes it with the soup. Not going to fill the soup, it's not going to fill the tarokas, we know about it in the forehead. So why the circle starts with that? I'll leave it for precisely this reason. But what's the case for those who are more obscure? So I'd like to share with you what the Kabbalish says. Kabbalish says, you're a fly, not just quite so fine. I'm going to go back to the gross scale of the bug. If you have a fly, not only do you not want to eat the fly, that it goes up there, but you also don't want to eat the soup which is tucked in the fly. We have, I'm going to show hands, but we haven't agreed to the
fly. Well, how many will finish the rest of the soup and they start with the fly?
No shadow. Okay. That Kabbalish, the tarubis over here, is not with the fly and soup. That's not there. Okay, the tarubis between the soup and the touch of the fly, which you wouldn't want, and the rest of the soup is apparently some people who still are willing to do that too. I think the truth is that take out the claw and do a lot of the soup. And
the soup, that
the remainder of the soup is the potato soup, that itself is edible. So you separate that from the nearby soup, which would be further removed from the claw, you separate edible from edible. And in this kind of a case, it's considered divisible. That's what I'm going to explain to the head there. The reason why is, as he puts it, it's not considered a tarobet shumuro. Not a tarobet that fits in all of us. It's a mix in all of us, but you're not separated at all. So it's called tarobet shumuro. It's only tarobet in one place. We would call it tarobet at all, logically. But if it touches in one place, a new concept shumuro created called tarobet shumuro. That's the one about peeling the apple, peeling the vegetable, only touching one place. But still, it's more than the view and considered to be a kind of a tarot. That kind of tarot is more lenient, only one place. You can use this trick to make the surrounding food and remove it from the remaining food. The problem is, if you look very carefully at the pot itself, the pot is referred to a paper of any form. Items you don't want. But you better be careful. Move the higher end. So it seems to me that you have to maintain that if you remove what's called ochal u'tzolos, good and bad, from remaining good, and not considered borer, even if it is a tarum es gur, a complete picture of this. That seems to be the pattern. What about the golden screen? There were those who say, we call this a Jewish Mari Pass, quoted by the Barayan. He said, as I said originally, what kind of business is this? To fly the soup a separate screen, absolutely no sin and border. Nothing. Apparently, he denied the whole concept of Haruva to Mogul Mago. He said, we said at the beginning of this year, an apple, a cucumber, a carrot, there's no problem for it. Because they're two separate discrete entities. The fact they have to be connected at one point is irrelevant. That's the Mari Pat. If I'm not wrong, the golden view that has to be that has the status of Tyrone, my feeling. And that is the dispute. So the beginning of the Shia is not part of this matter as well. I know that the last year that Bora was discussion of how do you define parole. That's a very tough question. They have to measure that in precise terms. But the Boston do say that there are two criteria. How many items and how large are the items. The fewer the items, the larger the items, the less the chance of considering it parole. Rather than apple and oranges and a fruit bowl, many of them are not that. Two apples, two oranges, and it's not really mixed in. You go ahead and eagle eye, and you need to separate a petal from a grain. Separate it before you start. This is the what most authorities maintain. So it's hard to give a specific number, or specific. You only have pieces, carrots, bananas, these kind of things. That is considered to be terrible. Many of them, they're very small. If there's few apples and oranges, proverbial apples and oranges, so that seems to be completely separate from each other before you even start. We don't do that to be considered a parole, so no problem to separate one from the other. Now, for this reason, it would seem that it's permissible, I think we're arguing to say, you have peas and carrots. And you don't like the mixture of these. You like beans, you like carrots, you like grapes, you like apples, you all like them together. You have a right to close your eyes and take one thing out of your time and eat it. But you don't care what it is, that's selective, whatever it is. That's what makes sense. That's selective. You don't want both together, you want a combination of tastes. That'd be permissible. Further than that, the Gemara has a case. person wanted to give something to the guest, so what did he do? He took the item, so threw it on the table, and they all of a sudden they were just spread out each other, they were able to pick out one of the other. It should also be permissible, not selection. Just throw on the table, and then throw on the table. Now obviously separate from each other, I think that would be permissible. Now my friend Benet Rockley, he didn't like it too much, but he did it exclusively for the $5. That is closer, I think I didn't think it is closer. Finally, we hit the question of Boer, the very moment of Eden. You may remember, in some last year, it comes up, bowl with the fish, and the watermelon fits, and the watermelon. So if you go with the spirit rules regularly, you may not get the fish out of the watermelon because so that's he told, oh well, it's the bad and the good. And the bad and the good is not allowed. Nevertheless, hello shall we strong. They say that we're not discussing something which we call La'alta. La'alta means, you remember the last year, half an hour before the meal, an hour before the meal, 2 hours before the meal, after the Yeshua, whatever the definition is, not the next second, not 2 seconds later. The La'alta means half an hour later. Then you have to take this to the bed. Otherwise, you can sit in there at 4 hours. A way of selection, a way of eating. But what they call the yacht of the pet. From my hand right into my mouth, that's considered the eating. You know, I'm going to take the pick out of the one of them, the other way around, it's on the wheel, they can't do it. But still considered to be the category of eating, not a selection. It's a view of some of them. Others disagree. It's a very famous thing where I posed him, from Washington Heights. He tried to defend the view of taking the kids out of the mountain. Now, most certain communities, they banned the book because they didn't want people to read about contingency. They said that they don't accept it. So, we don't ban any books. I think it's a very, it's an excellent point. You know, the one who wants strict, the right one wants strict. But there is ground to quote the Mishnah Brura. Quote the Mishnah Brura that is considered to be their ideal. That's how I understand. However, you might go back to a principle we mentioned at the very beginning. Namely, it's only considered derech akila if there's no alternative. I mentioned that before. If there's no alternative, as Mr. Bruce said, even though you're taking the peel away from the fruit, there's no alternative. So we don't consider it selection as opposed to eating. Could be a two. The only reason why we're lenient is there's not much of an alternative. I mean, let's put it in a Emily Post Oxley. So what? But I can't say, well, I'll put you in the steeple and say, I'm doing it. So that, go ahead and take the fifth out of the water. I'll just do what everyone else is in the steeple. But your fancy company, that's simply not an option. Only let's give a different thing. There's a child. There's a child, there's a child, sure. There's not a thing. But there's a child. There's no alternative. You take out, right the right child out, you would be much better grounds to be needed in this regard. So I want to again say that this may go back to the original piece. So I always talk about uniform principles. There are a few principles which went from the beginning to the end, which help us understand the theoretics behind these prohibitions, and therefore lead to more greater breadth of practical solutions.
Shlomo Zalman said that even a kli that's miyuchad for miyad l'peh would be mutter. So certainly if you're going to do it biyad, and there he was talking about where it was etcher, because he was talking about peeling a banana or peeling an orange or so.
Well, good grammar. Should be able to. Okay. Any questions? Yes.
Lemon on the fish,
it was called mashka, $4, permissible. Because lemon is used to flavor the fish. The lemon is going is considered a food, not considered a drink. You know, it's physical state, scientifically, and liquid, we view it as food, not a drink. Lemon and sugar, and sugar and tea, kind of dish disallowed. But most authority allows
it. Not that you would drink them from the drink of drink.
Okay, don't get into the sour.
Yes. Would you be allowed to squeeze lemon into a container and add oil to make dressings to make it become a sour?
No, not
no, right?
I said three lemon on and down direction. Right. Any more questions? Yes. The Beis HaLevi says, Jews are always equal. That's why they even cook the fish of Shabbos. There should be a problem taking across the fish. In my house, you can cook the fish.
That's not true, sir. Because my grandmother was ever so long. She said she cooked the fish. She would then take it, put it back, and skin it to the bone.
She's a realistic. They came in a hole. But we're trying to avoid the situation. The alternative is soft bone. Hardball would only be leaving the door to the children. But to try to avoid the first place by using the filter, that's what I think. Yes.
What if you don't
have
the skin on the chicken?
Good question. Skin on the chicken. Most authorities assume that skin on the chicken is permissible because skin on the chicken is only one thing. And also, skin on the chicken is very edible. But there, most people eat skin on the chicken, yeah? Before I have left it, I'm my others. How to say Epshi, I call it Drop and Gother.
that Mr. Rosenthal was like the top of the Mashag from Europe. From Shimon Blumfeld, I believe. One of the big adults of the early part of the century. The Shimon Mashag said something. Kind of never formulated that way so clearly until he did it. And it was subsequently quoted in the very famous statement of Shimon Shag and Gil.
By the Marashah. Perhaps, we're not exactly sure,
chalas of Shulchan Shabbos. They want to carry the chalas on. So the Sefer Shneir and Shabbos Gil Chasov, Siv Peyalev, he writes as follows. Dovah Shein Vas Yosef Shepir. The Gavri Gila Nasot of Ibli Lachshav Al Novel of Shabbos Yosef. So I didn't think about this before. But it's good to that Yosef Shabbos. Even if you will gain something for the weekday, as long as you don't say anything, someone who carries the chalas home to shul as a neighbor, he gets carried at home. I disagree. I don't think it's correct. I think that carrying the chalas home to shul is a violation of a chumash. The same thing with Shabbos and Shabbos. He brings so many proofs. He brings 7 footnotes in a row to try to show out what is true. And gives rule after rule after rule. For example, he says, quote, the mitzvah to return the lula of the water on the other of Sukkot. He said, you may return food to the refrigerator after finishing the meal. You may soak dishes so that the grease does not adhere to the dish, etc. He brings many proofs. But to my mind, all of these proofs can be refuted by one of the principles of the Maharshag. What did the Maharshag say? That whatever is there to cause, if you're trying to avoid a loss, it's not a violation of Hakana. The Hakana, for example, if you don't put the lulav in the water, maybe you lose the pressure. If you don't put the spoon in the refrigerator, maybe it's water. If you don't soak the dishes, it'll be here, it'll be that much harder to do something to remove it. Same thing for holding the clothing. You're just putting it into the water to avoid a what we call a loss. Then I agree it's okay. But if you're not to avoid a loss, such as the other principle of the think about it, don't care about it, that itself, I believe, is not here a sufficient cause to produce such an activity. I'm against the
What about if you didn't
want to leave there because it might get displaced or you can't find it? That's a different story. Maybe it's displaced or stolen, then of course you're permissible along the ground of the Maharshag to prevent the loss. Has anyone ever lost a talent in our shul? Even the Shabbat, let's say you have some kind of without cream from the soup. So you just limit it to lettuce potatoes. They make no effect on our babies in it. And so then it's not going to happen. Well, what happens? You start to make a little bit of stuff to the nearest to the soup. And now, believe it me, you're going to become that stuff. So you allow it to soak in the water. By soaking it in the water, you're rinsing it off, you're going to prevent it from becoming comments, but this is coming from the Ma'aril, from a couple of Ma'aril, but better get a goyim. The frame will allow it, better get a goyim. The Ma'aril says, yo, who's here? That Hakana is prohibited, even the Lachem Hefsed. You don't do anything about it, because there's a kind of comments. It would be very clear. That's the question. However, if you look carefully, again, in full print, you will find this balance. That the distinction between the tirut of the wetness and the tirut of the ruva, the little hassle and the big hassle. And even the big hassle, which is written after you're washing the dish, is permissible if there is no alternative. There's no alternative. For example, let's say Eretz Yisrael was out of shop. This is still a business outcome. We don't say it's dough. No one's right mom is dough. But there's some people in their right mind who still serve public food when Eretz Yisrael was out of shop. Both of them don't. But there's some who serve, you know, the Maya and the Tabi Wong. We serve Kala, and everything else is basic. The Tabi Wong won't have Kala happy, whatever they have to do. And other people, they serve a chunk. I can give up a chunk, but this would happen to be our case. Not nice again. But they have a chunk. And then they have a chunk of barley and stuff with this dish. What do you do that? What do you do? There are boss says, it's permitted to soak the dish to get rid of the comments. Don't we see that it's permissible to do so? It's not a violation of Hakana, because we can't wait for tonight. Tonight we're going to say that. It's too late. Come and face it. So that seems to prove that it's permissible. The Mashag is correct. So the Axelio says, well, there is absolutely no alternative. If I don't do something, the Omer, he says, all right, so I don't make a mistake. So then I agree. Give him a bottle of hummus. Bitten. So if you have your chalk, and that's important time, give him a bottle of hummus. Or you can get a groin to take it out to the street, and they're all out. Thereby, still maintain that the Mashag is correct, and the Mashag is incorrect, and this is so it's correct that if you have, you're doing something just for the purpose of avoiding the loss, it is not under the category of hakam. There's a third proof that the Mashag is a complicated proof. As something to do with making butter on yam. And a little, we don't make butter at all. So that's not on yam. But remember, Europe is to make butter, right? So it says over there, you can't make butter on yam. Even though fresh butter is better than old butter, still it's prohibited. It's a Torah bottle, you can't do it for going. But he says, if you're permitted to take the shuman hatsaf of me'a bottle, the Torah smetana. That's what smetana means. The cream that comes on top of the milk, that's okay. When you take the cream off, when you get close to the milk, leave a little bit, just need to turn off. Oh, we spoke about last time. But, that's another problem. It's only that if you want to eat it on that day, there's the grain, not to eat that day, it's the grain that's boiled, then you do it through a gun. After a foul gate that says, why are you going for? According to the man of the O, it's going to have an exit, it's going to spoil, and then it's going to lose your money. What did y'all do? Take this from Kenneth. If you can have just one little precise point of thought, you may accept it. You shouldn't. Great loss. What is that? If you guys don't get their point of loss, it's going to get it. It's such a big loss! Good idea. and certainly the rest of itself. In Simon Tov Shrei Shnan of Zion. Here, we're very close to this. Tov Shrei Shnan of Zion. Let's wrap up the Bible. Also, the Havi that should follow us at the Son of the Bias, the Zorah Halayla, the Havi Akkad. What we call Mashmiya there. You may not set up the table, remove the silver from the house, it's a Pandora, but it's considered to be the category of Akkad. After all, after all, it says, if you carry, you can't set it up in the house, but you can take it inside and leave it in the house, in a non-set up position. What does that mean? You can't even saddle it, you can be mounted. I don't know if I think it's okay. Put a little bit together, but you can't, you know, complete the job. The question is, why? And why I should have to run up on it? I other than to lose yourself. Brand new soul. A fundamental principle you're going to find very happy and I'm not going to like it. I'm going to dance. You're going to be very angry to get to the beginning of the show. I can't help it. I got a call like I see it. I often said, apparently I thought it only answer if you finish something. If you leave something in the middle, it's not considered to be a violation of a conscience.
Who?
From Hilbert Aaron. Yes. Dominican, combine the first step with the next step. So the combined is Aaron. If you, in about a little over a month, you get that last test at the base. Okay, you're going to make a note, please. The computer. And you see that last test is made, and Clara says, you may move an Aaron. Aaron moves from one place to the other, from on Yom Kippur, from the other to the second day on. Go to Shulchan Aruch. More than that, there is a Rashi in Beis that says in the end, you may take a certain portion and give it to your house on the night through them, the night in the end of the other. Once again, you see there seems to be no violation of the future of Akkad. What is the why? Why? For just so you can't be wine from the first gun to the second of the other. He's stuck. It's a parable. Now that's a blueprint. He created, I don't know, a blueprint which he is convinced correct in our house. He says, the only part that's prohibited, and it's for which we don't complete the whole unit, is where it's abundantly clear what we are doing is for the purpose of after Shabbat for everyone. And then we have to follow the power. It's amazing. Take the wine, hand it out before night. Maybe you drop those later on, not allowed. What do you think of those? What do you think of wine now? Too late for Shabbos, you don't have to trust you for tonight. That's not allowed. But to take wine in the morning, I don't want to kiddush. I don't want to drop those. But taking wine in the morning is not obvious. I'm doing it for you. I'm doing the kiddush. It's not obvious to everybody, but I'm doing it. don't find the mixture of the mitzvah and non-mitzvah, the Rambam prohibits preparing for the Yom Tov, the first Yom Tov, the second Yom Tov, you know there is a mitzvah, so that before, and it's not always clear that it's just the mind of us, the heart of the other, the seventh term, the other, the an absolute statement. This is couched in terms of what's obvious that it's meant to not. Therefore, my opinion is not correct. Not correct. So, the question is, why then is it permissible to bring the table in to the sukkah, actually, as there is, in the middle of the day? Is that what it is not? And we get God, and then it's the table in. So, it's a start. But right you have to bring the table in during the day. That's the question. But I believe it's the end of the start. Anybody here? Anybody have to speak with the sukkah? Can I speak with the sukkah? We're all speaking with the sukkah. So, do you speak with the sukkah between our territories? The minute that I'm off, there's a sleep in the sukkah 7 days, 7 nights, when the weather permits, when the attack is permitted, but not to be out there. Why not? Why not keep the sukkah together? Why do you sleep there? The answer is the question of Baltos. Extra day. We eat the sukkah because the fact that we don't make a bracha, the fact that we don't make a bracha indicates for us that it's not considered a violation of Baltos. When we sleep, we never make a bracha sleep. So we sleep with the sukkah, we have service, it's a possibility of Baltos. The next day of it is not allowed. For this reason, many folks would say, and all they may not sleep with the sukkah, we have service, you may not sit the sukkah and snacks the sukkah shmiyat teres. You should only use the sukkah shmiyat teres for something which the first 7 days you would make a bracha. Now you don't make a bracha. So the absence of a bracha itself proves that it's not also. So if we look at the source of this din, the Ma'aril, he says that they didn't sleep with the sukkah. And after they finish the lunch of shmiyat teres, they ride the sukkah. Because they're afraid they slept a little longer. The reason why they permitted you to remove the table from the sukkah and shmini atzeres is not that they're preparing for simchat Torah. But right now, you shouldn't bar the baltosin, get the table out, and have a shoes, no table. That's how I understand. Decorating, furnishing inside of the Christian meal. Jews, no. You have to make erev on the Friday. You can't make erev on Shabbos. It's too late. So whenever it's too late, and if it's too late, it's going to cause you a hefsek. You can't walk where you want to walk. By definition, it's not a violation of our colloquial prohibition of hachamim. But therefore, the chayyavim type of mindset is completely incorrect. Moreover, Rabbi Kiveri says that there's no prohibition of mikvah hachamim from Friday to Shabbos. You have to choose. If you lay on Friday, you want to move the same Torah to the Shabbos place, it's okay. Even without an Erev Tashir. There's no correlation with Mikvah HaKadosh. Just the Shabbos, you know why? The Shabbos are high level. It's not considered a loss, it's going up to that. Well, it's in the Shin Bay, the Shabbos are high level. Mr. Rudd, don't wrong. But then, what's wrong? It's not like one of the rabbis.
Problem that I can't have a problem. So, just before the Marashah, I've got a problem. The problem is called Asiyah Kapot.
noticeable. Here I could hear the principle is correct. Not that was a hum. But a hilvus, Surim, there is not deeper and indivisible. So if you walk somewhere considered a hunup, right? And it's to be also the Rabbanan, as if we said a raven and Eru, which looks like a hunup of the Rabba. Thank you. well and happy. And unfortunately, he took ill and passed away a month ago. Shloshim was past Friday. Mr. Goldberg was a frequent member of Medrash and other Torah programs in our community. And it was felt that it would be appropriate to dedicate a shiur in memory. And I believe that the shiur same tonight is particularly appropriate. Our rabbi has taught us that the Indian of Eirin is the Darke Shalom. The Eirin, we'll discuss a bit tonight, more perhaps next week. The actual word Eirin is fulfilled when all the neighbors contribute a little bit of dough to make one big loaf. And this loaf conceptually achieves the fact that all the residents of a particular home or community or city are one big happy family. And therefore, the Zera, Shlomo HaMelech, not to carry in a Shittayotik, a prideful man, which is controlled by another one family, is overridden by the combining everyone into one happy family. This is the theme of Eirin, and Dr. Kelsey is not the Golden, always in, always Shalom, Rosh Shalom, a person who pursued peace and loved peace. And then the program of cheer was dedicated in memory to be on the top of Eirin. I was asked by the widow that one of this Golden who called me this week that there are individuals who would wish to contribute in memory of the Eirin Shmoso to consider a donation to the scholarship fund of the Yeshiva Or HaMeach, where he found much inspiration from the Holy City. Indeed, it was one of the main reasons he moved to Yerushalayim, or to be able to partake in these Shiva Or. In particular, for his addresses, phone numbers, I can try to find them for you, I have to look down. In any event, we hope that the Shiva will be the original. There are handouts in front of you, which have not existed the previous year, which I wonder why. Why hand out now? The other year never hand out. Well, and why hand out in English? It's a repaid from the art scroll to our area, reprinted with permission from the Sora Heritage Foundation. They're embarrassed, and that's what it's evening. It's due to permission from the general editor, Rabbi Sherman. And the reason is because we're dealing with complex matters today. While I did not discuss such complex matters, I feel it's important because unfortunately, parts of Eirin have generated more heat than light. Many communities are ripped asunder by what we call the Eirin politics. Before the Eirin, it's against the Eirin, it becomes personal, and people have no idea what the issues really are. I must tell you that in our community here today, Lee Aikar, we have attempted to maintain the dark and shallow with the air as it was originally intended. And the news is history. When I moved to this community, now nearly 25 years ago, there was no air, but very few areas in the New York City metropolitan area at that time. The first breakthrough of air in the so-called the four boroughs, at least that not that had it earlier, the first major air at Seagate Avenue, the Seagate several cases around the world, the first major area in the community was the Two Guard Building, a neighbor which I grew up, a particularly careful family event that transpired. Very great rabbi, my parents signed with Shaliza, who was an only friend, some of my known for 40 years. Nobody was still a buffer, he was unmarried, he was about very. Yeah, I think it was 2 hours, I moved there 40 years ago. So, came to the community and said, we have to make an error. And he went to Rav Moshe Feinstein, but he said, well, I want to make an error for 2 hours ago. Rav Moshe wrote a children, very Greek children, written in the name of Moshe, sanctioning the error for 2 hours. I believe the children were written, if I'm not mistaken, in 1973, if I'm not mistaken. Does that mean the error came up without a whimper? Oh, no. Not at all. I'll tell you an interesting story. A few years later, when I moved to Riverdale, I saw people carrying shots. My main interest for the construction of the air, but that's not after that. This is when the baby carries the children. I plus that my opinion. But simply because people carry it out of the air. And I mean, even individuals who are Shabbat Shabbos, who are devout, who are careful, still, I saw them carry it. How can it be? Well, they didn't carry a book under their arm, but they were in violation of the prohibition of all sorts, different ways. Some had keys in a way which is not permissible. We discussed this on our previous year, but it was Shabbos and things like that in the buildings. About what you may have had, and may have had carried a key on Shabbos. And some had handkerchiefs, and some had their poems, and so other good things. People were, and they carried the shoes, all the shoes. I said to myself, what is going on here? I started looking at the literature, sure enough, not just for me, but Hassan Zofer lived a long time ago, much from the Baptist community of Fredsburg, said, everyone carried. People are carrying, you know, it's not overtly, but it's just about impossible for individuals to get to a Shabbat that is a violation of the Kisei Motso. Therefore, you're right, you have, your Rabbanah required to build what we call in our language an Eruv. And even though the Eruv provides a certain leniency, which is us, which is a net, unless the rabbis are required to do so, because the alternative is worse, the alternative is that individuals carry in the absence of an Eruv. This is what impelled me to involve myself in the construction of the Eruv Rivendell over 20 years ago. And at the time, this is a story amongst us, there were really only there were at least two rabbis of public shul at the time, and two rabbis of private shul at the time. Rabbi Avi Weiss and myself were the public rabbis of public shul. We really there was an interregnum between rabbis. So between Rabbi Schmidden, you know, kind of living with the level, the vast majority of the area did not enclose. There was this little passe de rose. Symbolically, the entire area is considered closed by these brackets in the floor. Called Passe de Rose.